Boring company $23 billion raise, CyberCab under NHTSA audit, Starlink router 4, Musk brief for 5 SEP to 11 SEP 2026, tunnels get a Gulf state check, CyberCab's first paid week draws a federal paperwork audit, and Starlink ships a Wi-Fi 7 home router while Starship lines up its first orbit. Key takeaways. Boring company raised $3 billion at a $23 billion valuation, led by the UAE, against a 150-plus-kilometer tunnel partnership on top of Dubai Loop. CyberCab's first paid Austin week is live under NHTSA Audit Query AQ26002 on FMVSS self-certification of a vehicle with no wheel, pedals, or mirrors. Giga Texas outbound lots showed factory-fit Starlink hatch modules on CyberCabs in volume on 8 SEP. Starlink named Router 4 its first Wi-Fi 7 home router for select area availability. Argentina signed Starlink for 6,000 rural school kits with ENACOM and the Human Capital Ministry. Starship Flight 14 FCC paperwork describes the program's first orbital insertion and V3 deploy, and ET mid-September. FAA license still pending. Grok 4.7 remains unlisted on XAI surfaces, despite a Musk 10-day countdown from 2 SEP. The Musk stack spent the week converting paper into metal and regulators into homework. The Boring Company closed a $3 billion Series D that prices the tunnel business at $23 billion and ties it to more than 150 kilometers of UAE work. Tesla's wheelless CyberCab finished its first days of paid Austin rides under an NHTSA audit of how the car was self-certified. Starlink put a Wi-Fi 7 router on the product list and signed 6,000 school kits in Argentina. Grok 4.7 did not ship. Starship Flight 14 is still the next hardware test that would change the map. Boring Company closes $3 billion Series D at $23 billion, with 150-plus kilometers of UAE tunnels attached. Source: The Boring Company, 9 SEP 2026, Series D announcement. Reuters, 10 SEP 2026, funding report. The company announced a $3 billion Series D led by the United Arab Emirates and affiliated investment entities, valuing the Boring Company at $23 billion, roughly four times the $5.7 billion mark from its 2022 round. The check is paired with an expanded partnership to deploy more than 150 kilometers of underground infrastructure across the UAE, on top of the already awarded Dubai Loop pilot, 6.4 kilometers and four stations, construction slated to start late 2026. Other named investors include Human Capital, Vi Capital, Valor Equity Partners, Sequoia, Andreessen Horowitz, Temasek, Shamal Holding, and Baron Capital. Proceeds are earmarked for hiring in engineering, operations, and production, for Vegas Loop, Nashville's Music City Loop, and Dubai Loop, and for Proofrock R&D. Vegas Loop is the only live passenger system, more than 4 million riders, a 25th tunnel underway, airport connector tubes built, and Tesla FSD demonstrated on selected segments, while humans still drive most trips. Nashville is the first hard rock job. Two Proofrock machines were mining by August, with a third assembling in Texas. Why it matters. This is the first time the tunnel company has the balance sheet in a sovereign customer to try Loop at city scale instead of casino to casino. If the UAE kilometers actually get bored, Boring stops being a Vegas novelty and becomes the construction arm that can move Tesla vehicles underground in multiple countries. The valuation is a claim on that pipeline, not proof the machines can hit the cadence. Horizon, next, 3 to 12 months. Evidence grade, filing. Read or watch, skim. Caveat, the 150 kilometer figure is a partnership target, not a shovel-ready map. Vegas still runs with safety drivers. Dubai construction has not started. Company tag, Boring, cross-stack CyberCab's first paid week meets NHTSA audit query AQ26002. Giga Texas starts shipping hatch Starlink in volume. Source, NHTSA OVSC resume AQ26002, opened 3 SEP 2026, audit query PDF, Electric 4 SEP 2026, probe report, Tesla North / Joe Tegmeyer, 8 SEP 2026, Giga Texas outbound lot Tesla began charging for CyberCab rides in Austin on 3 to 4 September, a two-seat, purpose-built robo-taxi with no permanently attached steering wheel, pedals, or mirrors, added to the existing Model Y Robotaxi app. The same day, NHTSA's Office of Defects Investigation opened audit query AQ26002, covering an estimated 1,000 cybercabs. The agency is not, at this stage, alleging a crash defect. It is examining the process and technical data Tesla used to self-certify FMVSS compliance, including how far that certification rests on a finding that some standards written for steering wheels and pedals simply do not apply. Texas records around launch showed on the order of 45 cybercabs among roughly 420 Tesla robotaxis registered in the state. An audit query is not a recall or a stop sale. On 8 September, drone footage of Giga Texas's outbound lot showed cybercabs leaving the plant with Starlink modules on the rear hatch in large numbers for the first time. The factory-fit version of the V5 terminal Tesla and Starlink previewed in July and again around launch, intended for fleet telemetry and cabin bandwidth where cellular is thin. Why it matters? The product that was a stage prop is now a fair-paying vehicle, and the federal question is whether a car with no driver controls can be declared legal under rules written for cars that have them. That paperwork fight, not a new neural net, is what gates how fast CyberCab can leave Austin. Factory-fit Starlink on the hatch is the first visible hardware splice between Tesla's unsupervised fleet and SpaceX's Constellation, useful only if the terminal actually works while the car is moving. Horizon, now. Evidence grade, shipped, / filing. Reader watch, full. Caveat, launch day sits just outside a strict 6-day look-back. The first commercial week, the public NHTSA file, and the factory Starlink volume do not. SpaceX's own V5 docs have described the dish as not intended for in-motion use. Tesla has not published the in-motion firmware story. Company tag, Tesla Starlink Cross-Stack Starlink Router 4. First Wi-Fi 7 home box. 3,500 square foot coverage. Select area rollout. Source. Starlink on X / company support pages. 9 Sep 2026. PC Mag, 9 Sep 2026. Router 4 debut. Tesla North, 9 Sep 2026. Product notes, Starlink named its next residential router, Router 4, and said it is the first Starlink unit built on a Wi-Fi 7 chipset. The company quotes coverage up to 3,500 square feet, 325 square meters, support for hundreds of clients, up to 510 in some spec sheets, 2 Ethernet ports with power over Ethernet, and mesh-friendly radios. It is framed as a replacement for Router 3 on the standard kit, not a new dish. Pricing, a full country list, and a firm ship date were not published. Availability is soon in select areas. Peak indoor speeds still depend on what the satellite side can deliver. V3 satellites and a gigabit-class network remain the bottleneck above the living room box. Why it matters? Starlink's last-mile complaint for years has been the router, not the sky. A Wi-Fi 7 box does not add Constellation capacity, but it is the piece customers actually touch while SpaceX tries to move Florida Starlink launches onto Starship and push V3 bandwidth into orbit. Horizon, now evidence grade, shipped. Read or watch, skim. Caveat, announced, not globally on sale, no public price. Indoor Wi-Fi 7 does not create gigabit satellite service by itself. Company tag, Starlink Argentina signs Starlink for 6,000 rural school kits. Source, Argentina Ministerio de Capital Humano, 8 Sep 2026. Official notice, Starlink on X, 8 Sep 2026. Starlink Argentina, the Human Capital Ministry, and regulator INACOM signed a convenio to install 6,000 kits at rural public schools and isolated communities. Starlink supplies the hardware and a period of subsidized service. Local reporting puts company-side value near $10 million, including 24 months of connectivity. The state covers installation management, monitoring, and follow-on years through INACOM's Public Interest Connectivity Program. Kits are planned in 4 tranches. No province-by-province install calendar was published with the signing photos. Why it matters. This is Starlink as public infrastructure, not a consumer dish sale. The same pattern as other national education and emergency deals, and a demand signal for kit volume while the Constellation waits on Starship Class V3 replenishment. Horizon, next, 3 to 12 months. Evidence grade, filing. Read or watch, skip. Caveat, assigned kit count is not 6,000 live classrooms. Service clocks start after install, not at the press conference. Company tag, Starlink Starship Flight 14 is being planned as the first orbital attempt, NET mid-September. Source, KeepTrack/FCC-STA coverage. 2SEP 2026, orbital profile. Tesla North, 1SEP 2026, FCC window from 15SEP. NASA Space Flight Forum updates, 6SEP 2026, NET slipped in public tracking toward 18SEP. SpaceX's FCC Special Temporary Authority paperwork for Flight 14 describes an orbital second stage out of Starbase, not another suborbital arc, with a requested radio window starting 15 September 2026. Trackers list a payload on the order of around 20 Starlink V3 satellites into a working orbit if the insertion burn holds. The step Flight 13 did not take when its V3s were deployed on a suborbital path and burned up. An STA is radio authority, not an FAA launch license. Public NSF tracking midweek still showed no official SpaceX date and a no earlier than mark around 18 September. ShipCatch remains off this flight, per Musk's August walkback. Why it matters? Every prior Starship flight was a test article on a lob. A real orbit plus surviving V3s would be the first time the heavy vehicle does the job Falcon cannot, putting the large, high-capacity satellites into service instead of the ocean. That is the hinge for Starlink density, Florida launch transition, and any later orbital compute story. Horizon, now evidence grade. Filing, read or watch, full. Caveat, date slip. FAA license modification is still the gate. Flight 13's booster return was ugly. Repeating that on an orbital attempt is the hardware risk, not the FCC form. Company tag, SpaceX, Starlink, Starship. Grok 4.7 is still a countdown, not a product page. Source, Elon Musk on X, 2SEP 2026. Grok 4.7 comes out in 10 days. CellCog Tracker, 8SEP 2026. No XAI listing Musk's September 2nd post implied a mid-September drop, about 10 days out, after earlier windows of late August and 3 to 4 weeks from the 12 August Grok 4.6 launch. He has described 4.7 as a roughly 2.1 trillion parameter model, about 40% larger than 4.6's 1.5T, slightly slower to serve, more token efficient, and finished with supplemental training on SpaceX company data, engineering records, telemetry, Starlink. As of 8 September, XAI's model directory, API notes, and news page still listed 4.6 as current. A Grok bot error on 7 September surfaced a possible internal slug, Grok 470907. That is a build trace, not a launch. Separately, an 8 September NSA FBI CISA advisory named Grok among U.S. frontier models that Chinese labs allegedly distilled at industrial scale since late 2024. That document does not, by itself, change Grok access this week. Why it matters? If 4.7 ships with a real SpaceX corpus, Grok becomes the only frontier model trained on working rockets and a live satellite network. A cross-stack claim no rival can copy from the open web. Until there is a model ID, a price, and a card, it is still a daint on X. Horizon, now. Evidence grade, rumor. Read or watch, skim. Caveat, 4 public dates so far, none from an XAI release note. Treat 11 to 12 September as a target with slippage built in. Company tag, XAI Grok. Cross-stack watch next Starship Flight 14. No earlier than mid-September. Public tracking 15 to 18 SEP. FAA license and weather still open. Grok 4.7. Musk target around 11 to 12 SEP. Wait for an XAI model page or API ID. NHTSA AQ26002. Tesla certification package and any finding that FMVSS clauses do or do not apply to a wheelless cab. Dubai Loop construction start. Company language remains late 2026. USSF 153. Falcon 9 classified Space Force mission lifted from Vandenberg 10 September. Payload stays dark.